An American coalition of agricultural workers has been presented with the annual award from Anti-Slavery International, the world's oldest human rights organization. The coalition of Imolaki workers, which is leading the fight against forced labor among agricultural workers in the United States, has targeted some of the world's largest food corporations to stop slave labor in their supply chains. Bishop Frank Duane heads the Diocese of Venice in Florida, where the coalition of Imolaki workers is based. He says church leaders in the U.S. are very concerned about efforts to stamp out forced labor and human trafficking.
The legal system has been very positive in responding to the difficulties. Many times with forced labor, the difficulty is to get to the real root of the problem, because the worker themselves is afraid to talk. Many times they're not here legally anyway, so they realize they're in trouble and they tend to become very quiet. And so to get to the root of the problem, who is trafficking in the workers, that is very difficult. But the legal system, once again, has been, to this point, it's a much different environment in the States now on this issue. So the workers are also concerned about, if they're not all here legally, of being deported.
What kind of support can the church offer in this context?
Well, I know that in our parish down in Immokalee, which is called Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Catholic Charities has a center there. They have regular contact with the people and are very much out, and the people are coming to Catholic Charities for assistance. They hear a great deal of where the difficulty is, who they try and stay away from. And with such leads as this, we're able to ourselves investigate and look into some situations where their workers are not treated justly, but particularly also to sometimes indicate that this particular individual, it has been suggested the person might be working with trafficked laborers.